Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning on today or whatever you may be listening to this broadcast. I am Apostle Loretta Williams and you are listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. We want to welcome you on today, praise God, to Shalom, Health, and Wellness. Amen, praise God. Well, on today, we want to talk to you, amen, about 12 steps to get and keep you healthy. We are here, amen, praise God. I'm here to take a few moments of your time to help you to invest in your spiritual well-being, but also to give you some helpful hints and tips of things that you can do for yourself so that you can have a strong mind and a strong body, okay? We want to learn more about stabilizing our mental and psychological behavior, that's our mind and our thoughts, so that we can have more control over our emotions, which is how we feel. So today we want to talk about, amen, praise God, those 12 steps to get and keep us healthy. I want you to know that God does not want us to be sick and afflicted. Amen, praise God. He doesn't desire for any of us to, amen, be sick, but he wants us to have strong bodies and stable minds. His gift is life, and that more abundantly. So today we're going to discuss 12 steps, tips, amen, that you can easily do to start on the road of recovery for good health and maintaining it so you can feel better and live longer. And some of this information I will be bringing to you from various websites, amen, that you can use as a reference, amen, and get this information so that you can live long and prosper. So let's, first of all, we want to talk about our steps here because there are 12 of them, and I want to be able to cover as much of that information with you as possible. So we're going to start out with our first step, amen, praise God, is number one, know your physical limitations and strengths. Okay, now whether you realize it or not, our bodies, amen, are fragile. We all, amen, praise God, we're physical beings, and these bodies are only meant to take so much physical and mental and emotional stress. And a lot of times we do things that take us over our limitations, and this is what causes us to be sick and afflicted in our body, pushing yourself too hard. Even athletes have to know, amen, their limitations. They're striving, they're pursuing excellence they want to achieve, but at the same time, they do not want to sustain an injury. And if they don't know their physical limitations, they can very easily, while trying to help, amen, themselves and become winners, they can hurt themselves. You know, I have learned some things to do regarding my physical limitations and strength. As I've gotten older, I realize I can't do, I'm not able to do. Let me say that because I don't like to use the word can't. I'm not able to do the things that I once did when I was in my 20s and 30s. Now, my mind, I got a good, sound, healthy mind. My mind tells me that I can do these things. Amen. But because I'm getting older, my physical body is saying, you can't pick that up. You can't lift that. Amen. Praise God. You know, I have to tell my grandson when he asked me, Grandma, can you come run with me? I can walk briskly. Amen. Praise God. But I also know running is not something I want to do because I don't want to trip and fall. I mean, I'm learning my limitations. Amen. Another limitation is, you know, I have to avoid when I'm going out. Extreme cold, extreme heat. Used to didn't affect me, now it does. You got to know things that can cause your body to have a reaction. They already warn us on extremely hot days not to go out, amen, especially in the southern states because of the humidity and the heat index. So if they say it's 100 degrees, by the time, amen, you dealing with the atmosphere, amen, it may be 115. And if you have respiratory problems or asthma, amen, why would you go out in that type of weather unless it's an extreme emergency? Get somewhere and stay in, amen, and be safe and be healthy. So this is why I'm saying, you know, a lot of times we do things that's foolish. Or another thing, you know, when I know that I need to go out, even to the grocery store or shopping, I get up and go early. One of my favorite things I like to do, amen, is on my day off Saturday, amen, praise God, I'll get up, amen, and I a lot of times catch the bus. And so I'm outside at least by 7, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, sleeping to 8 o'clock is late for me. 8:30, I'm outside, I'm on that bus, amen, and I'm usually done with everything that I wanted to do because the grocery store is open, go get my groceries, go do all my shopping, and before it gets hot, Amen. I'm either back at home, amen, or many times I take my groceries home, and then the afternoon I go spend somewhere cool, like in the mall, amen, or go to the movies. And then by the time I come out, it's in the evening time, and I've enjoyed my day. So you've got to learn what's your physical limitations, what's your strength, amen. I know one of my strengths is I function better now in the morning, whereas it used to be I function better in the evening time. I got energized when I was younger in the evening, but now, amen, I'm used to waking up about 6:30 in the morning, amen. I get up and do, amen, some of the things I'm going to tell you about, amen. And so I notice that I'm more alert, amen, praise God. I'm more energetic, amen, praise God, in the morning time. So know where your strength is, amen, praise God. If you tire easily, then that means you may have to take some time out or break so that you don't wear yourself out. Amen. If you have a physical handicap, take that up under consideration. All right. Number two, quiet and peaceful meditation soothes the mind and body. All throughout your day, you need to take some time just to quiet yourself and peaceful meditation. We know this is good for our younger children because when they get overly exerted, too much sugar, amen, praise God, they get hyped. And when they get hyped, it's easy for them to get very frustrated, you know, and they begin to act irrational. Well, it's the same way with adults. A lot of times we just keep going. You're not the energizer bunny. You need to take some time out. You know, I like different cultures where in England and Britain, they have tea time. You know, tea in the morning and tea in the afternoon. They will take a tea time, amen, just to relax and refresh themselves. Now, amen, in the Latino culture, amen, first time, it's siesta, okay? I mean, they shut down their business, amen, and take a 30-minute siesta or an hour break. We're not talking about lunchtime. We're talking about in the middle of the day when it's hot. Amen, praise God. So, you know, different cultures, amen, praise God, have learned, even in Africa, I found out, amen, praise God, they have quiet time, amen, praise God. But a lot of times here in America, the same thing, open all night long. We just a society that just go. When you just really need some time for reflection, you don't even have the time to think anymore because we just so busy. Sit out in a chair, be still, relax, and enjoy 3 good hours. Amen. Rest, relax, amen, and be refreshed. Remember that. All right. Number two, drink plenty of HTO. This is a big fault with a lot of us, amen, in maintaining our health. Not only do we need to drink water, amen, but water is refreshing. I love, amen, praise God, to just in the summertime be by the lake or, amen, a big body of water, even the ocean, amen, go sit out by the pool. But again, know your limitations. I'm not sitting out in no hot sun, even up under a cabana. No, I'm going to go in the early morning or in the cool of the evening. I notice a lot of my neighbors, which are from India and Pakistan, amen, praise God, I start watching. I don't see them outside 12, 1 o'clock. I don't normally see them until the kids picking their children up from school about 3:30. The bus stops in front of my complex. They get their children. Amen, praise God. But you want to see some activity around 5, 6 o'clock. Amen, praise God. Children be coming outside. Everybody heading for the pool. Amen, praise God. Or the play area or the park. Amen. And, you know, it doesn't get dark. Now, in the summertime, almost till 9:30, 10 o'clock, it gets dark. And so, amen, then by that time, you can come inside, take you a nice, relaxing bath. Amen, praise God. Or watch your favorite program. Amen, chill out. Amen. And then you'll rest better. I noticed when my grandson, when I keep him active, amen, praise God, he's ready for a nap. He's going to go to sleep in the car. He's going to sleep on the couch, but he's going to sleep, amen, because he's been active. I let him be active, amen, let him play, run, and feed him, and then, amen, he's going to sleep on his own, whether I put him down for a nap or whatever. So quiet and peaceful meditation. Meditate means you stop, amen. You're not on the computer. You're not watching TV. television. You just somewhere where it's quiet. You can relax. And if you go to sleep, amen, brief interval of sleep is good for you. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Number four, monthly cleansing of the body. Okay, now I want to say back with water, okay? Water is also good for sanitation, okay? Amen, praise God. You need to make sure that you cleanse your body, amen, by drinking a lot of water. They said the minimum is 8 glasses a day. Well, I tell you what, amen, I found a secret. I'll get me a big glass, 8 16-ounce glass, put me some ice up in there, amen, praise God, and freeze it. I put my water in the freezer. Oh, my goodness. And see, my body will crave for that cold water quicker than it will some juice or a soda drink. Amen. Take my water out. Amen. Praise God. With the ice in it, and it automatically refreshes and cools my body down. Reload my cup back up and stick it in the freezer. Amen. Praise God. So, amen, you can do that. You know, the more water you drink, amen, the flushes out a lot of that disease, amen, that's in our bodies, amen, praise God. And one of the things that I learned from my mother, amen, is that we do need to keep our colon cleansed. A lot of people have colon cancer or, you know, they're developing some type of, you know, infection, and a lot of it has to do because we don't take a cleanser. You got all kinds of different medicines. I remember my mother used to take Metamucil, amen, praise God. And then there's this one that I talked about on one of our broadcasts, and it's called D-Herbs. It's been on the Steve Harvey Show, okay? Full body cleanse, okay? So you can do a full body cleanse with deherbs.com. Go there, amen, praise God. And they have a variety of different herbs that you can take to help cleanse your body, as well as eating certain types of food. Green leafy vegetables, amen, praise God, is a plus, amen. Beets is another thing, amen, praise God. And then I used to eat oatmeal, praise God. Hallelujah. I can guarantee if I get some oatmeal in the morning and eat some type of lean, greasy vegetable, fresh, amen, during the day, I'm not going to be all stopped up. You know the reason why a lot of people are sick is because they stop up. I want you to hear it. I mean, they're not having regular bowel movement, okay? So you get constipated. Constipation can make you sick, uncomfortable, don't feel good, sluggish, amen, praise God, all of these things. And a big problem with a lot of people from different cultures is they don't eat fresh vegetables. They eat too much bread and meat, okay, or starches. You may eat starches, a lot of rice. That's what I mean by starch or potatoes, amen, but you're not eating any green leafy vegetables. One vegetable I love to cook with, I love it in my salads, amen, praise God, is cilantro. Cilantro, amen, adds just a little spice. I wish I had a garden, amen, or a little area where I could grow me some cilantro and some basil. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because those two, amen, praise God, if you put it in your food, even just on your regular plate, oh, and another favorite one is avocado. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen, praise God. See, there's so much that God has put on this earth, but we're not using it for our own good health and for our benefit. And this is why there's so many sick among you. If you go to www.deherbs.com, amen, they have some healthy food, drink, and the herbs that you can purchase to work together. Amen. Raw veggie sushi. Amen. I used to say I don't like sushi. I didn't know what I was talking about. So my daughter had me to eat some sushi. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, I had some with vegetables, avocado and rice. Amen. Praise God. Was in it, as well as I think some cucumber. Oh, it was good. Then I did have some with some cooked fish. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, now I like sushi. okay? Amen, praise God. And another thing that I know is good that the doctor used to tell me all the time was I needed beets for an iron. Oh, we're going to get into that one, too, in just a few minutes. So there's a lot of herbs that we can eat, amen, to help keep our body cleansed. Number five, physical exercise. Okay, amen, praise. If it's too hot to jog, then walk. Amen, praise God. If you can't be outside, then go over to a fitness center. I am so guilty of not, amen, keeping up with my physical exercise routine because of this heat. This heat makes you sluggish. I'm talking about in the summertime, amen, praise God, July, August. It's hot. You don't feel like doing nothing. Amen, praise God. So I usually, amen, praise God, I got to get up early in the morning. I used to get up about 6 o'clock and take the dog for a walk. Amen, praise God, because it's cool that time. Amen, or it's cool in the evening after 7 or 8 o'clock. I will walk, amen, to the library or, amen, walk to the store, which now I still do that. I wait and walk down 2 or 3 blocks to my corner Walgreens store. Amen, praise God, and walk back home. And that's good exercise. That's good, amen, for your heart, your breathing. Amen. One of my favorite exercises is swimming. Oh, my God, I may not be the best swimmer, but I love swimming, and I loved it when I was getting in the pool and doing the physical fitness with my senior citizens in the pool, working out, amen, praise God. And, you know, I know that I don't do everything that I should because I got 2 pools where I live at, and one is right across from me, amen, praise God. So I myself even got to make more commitment to getting in that pool, and that even if you don't swim, then do your exercise. Go when nobody's down at the pool, amen, and I'll walk the length of the pool, amen, praise God. Or if you don't want to go to the deep end, go the width of the pool back and forth, amen. You know, when you're in water, you can jog, amen. I jump rope. I mean, I physically act like I'm jumping rope. I learned a lot of different aerobics, amen, praise God, from taking senior swim. So that's what you can do, physical exercise. You can also work out in the comforts of your own home, amen, praise God. Get a mat out. You know, another good thing I like to do is play with my grandson because he likes to exercise. Amen, praise God. And he be putting it on me. So, you know, you can do those things. Okay, here's another one. Eat full meals and avoid fast food. Oh, my God. I know so many of our young people, they're guilty of just eating fast food every day. Why? Because they're out all the time. They don't have time to prepare a lunch. They don't want to prepare a lunch. And so, amen, they go to all of these fast food restaurants. Well, if you're going to go, amen, order salad. Amen. Stay away from a lot of bread, fried food, amen, and order a salad or veggies, amen, praise God. Even Subway now has salads and vegetables, you know, veggie sandwiches. One of my favorite things I love is I make the little veggies, amen, praise God, for my customers, veggie treats, amen, praise God. And then I have also a fresh fruit bowl with different types of fruit in it. And, when I was catering, this is what I would take to the business places. And because in the vending machine, they didn't have it, okay? A lot of these workplaces, they don't even have cafeteria. People, especially our men, don't have time to prepare a lunch. And so, you know, I'd go in, and some of my biggest customers to order with men. I want a man-sized salad. Yeah, I made a man-sized salad. Amen. Cover your whole plate. Taco salad. Amen. Praise God. And I mean, I pack it hot, but it would be full of protein. It would be full of good things for you. And, you know, one of the things before I go to talking about proper nutrition is that we need to eat full meals. You need to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A lot of times, we leave off the most important meal of the day, which is breakfast, okay? And we jump right into a big lunch and a big dinner. But breakfast is brain food to me, amen? So I like to have a breakfast with some substance to it. Just having some toast and coffee doesn't give me any substance. Now, again, I said, know your limitations, because I know my limitations. I am more functional in the morning, which means I need something, amen, to energize and stimulate my brain, because I work better in the morning. So I want to eat, amen, a good heavy meal in the morning and in lunchtime. Dinner, I don't want a big heavy meal unless it's before 6 o'clock. The more food you eat, the more difficult it's going to be for you to sleep. I'm going to say that again. The more food you eat at night, the more difficult it's going to be for you to sleep. Amen. So you want to eat three good meals, and you want to pick a meal towards middle of the day that will be your heaviest meal, okay, so that when you eat at night, you can eat something that doesn't cause you to not to have insomnia or not be able to rest. Next thing, proper nutrition. Again, that's involved with watching what you eat. I have websites, amen, praise God, health and fitness, amen, on the foods that you eat. I'm looking at 1-8 health benefits, amen, for the food and drinking wine. A lot of people don't believe in drinking wine. Well, let me tell you what I'm reading right here. The benefits from drinking maybe a glass of wine, amen, occasionally, amen, evidence, it promotes longevity, okay? Next, it prevents and reduces heart attack. Next, it lowers the risk of heart disease. Next, it reduces type 2 diabetes. Next, it lowers the risk of stroke. Amen, praise God. Next, it cuts the risk of cataract. Oh, my God. Next, it cuts the risk of colon cancer. And finally, slows brain decline, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, all from having a small glass of wine. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. I suggest you go to this website. It's www.foodandwine.com. Amen. I know a lot of churches teach against drinking wine, but Jesus drank it. Amen. He even, amen, had the miracle with the wine. See, amen, wine is for a purpose. It ain't for you to get drunk. Amen. It is for a purpose. Amen. Because all of these things that I just told you about, think about it. If this is what it says. The American Heart Association recommends 1 to 2 4-ounce glasses a day. Amen. And we're talking about the good wine. Amen. Praise God. The different types of wine. Wine is nothing but a fruit. It's a fermented fruit. Amen. And I could talk more on that, but if you really want to know more, you can contact me, amen, on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook or Google Plus. Okay, the next one is vitamins and supplements. We need vitamins and supplements because a lot of times, a lot of us don't eat the foods that we need. Classic example would be beets. Beets have a lot of iron. There are other foods that have a high iron supplement, calcium as well. And especially when you get my age, I need iron and I need calcium. Amen. Calcium helps to make your bones strong. Most senior citizens, we have fragile, weak bones, okay? And this is why so many of us are having, amen, praise God, problem joints and inflammations of the joints. And then people are, you know, just about every one of my friends in ministry that I know, the past 60, I have a knee surgery, double knee surgery. I'm not going there. I'm not trying to go there. Whatever I got to do to make my body healthy and strong naturally, what God put on this earth, that's what I want to do. So taking some vitamins, going to your, amen, local grocery store, Walmart, amen, just about everywhere, Walgreens, Target, amen, CVS, all of them sell, amen, vitamins and supplements. Look on there and find out what you need, B6, B12, amen, all of these types of vitamins. Now, we're going to talk about play and recreation time. Amen, praise God. You need to have some time to have some fun, okay? Amen, praise God. You can get so busy that you just don't have no fun in life. But God wants us to enjoy life. And you don't always have to go spend money to have fun. You can have fun playing ball in your backyard. Amen, praise God. Or sitting down, amen, playing a game of chess or checkers with your spouse or your children. There's a lot of things that we can do to just take the stress off. Okay? Amen, praise God. The last one I want to get to is go to bed early. Okay, amen. Staying up late every night is not healthy, especially if you rise up early, go to bed early. There are times I look at the clock, it says 8 o'clock, by 9 o'clock I'm in the bed. I notice I wake up feeling more refreshed, more rejuvenated, whereas when I stay up late, amen, I be tired the next morning and want to sleep longer. So going to bed, amen, and getting some rest has its benefits. Well, amen, these are just some of the tips that I wanted to give you on 12 steps. Amen, praise God.